Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
England court upholds British government ban on puberty blockers. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's been exciting to see and encouraging to see, for example, two appeals courts in America have upheld these child protection laws banning puberty blockers. And now a high court in England has followed suit.
Yeah, it's upheld the child protection laws banning puberty blockers as well. So in America, we have more than half of all the U.S. states. Mm-hmm. They now protect children with bans on experimental puberty blockers so far. Two different appeal courts have now upheld these laws as constitutional, setting up an inevitable Supreme Court showdown, perhaps next year. And now a high court judge in England just recently upheld the British government's emergency ban on puberty blockers, citing, quote, powerful scientific evidence, close quote, that the drugs are, quote, potentially harmful, close quote.
You know, Matt, this is just puzzling that we even have to discuss this, that we have to, you know, have laws against this. I mean, when we were in school, you had to have permission to have an aspirin in the nurse's office. And now we've got to fight against giving these kids puberty blockers, which is making them infertile and destroying them for the rest of their lives.
Well, the British government, you know, if you look historically, went the other way before the United States down this road. And now the pendulum is swinging the opposite way in Great Britain and also in other parts of Europe, as it is also now following suit in the United States. And so the British government decided to remove puberty blockers as a form of treatment for gender confusion last March, largely due to a groundbreaking four-year study known as the CAS Review, which revealed there is remarkably weak evidence that puberty blockers deliver positive results in children.
You know, we've talked about this CAS Review before. This is an amazing study by Dr. Hilary Cash. She examined 214 studies on treating gender confusion with puberty blockers and found little to boast because, as you know, it's all about the science and there's no science in that. She made 32 recommendations to reform so-called gender-related services in England that place the mental health of the child ahead of any potentially irreversible medical treatments. And we're seeing this come up more and more, this CAS Review, which she put an amazing amount of work in this, and they are now citing this, showing this does not make sense. These puberty blockers are harmful to these children.
Well, Judge Beverly Lang of the High Court of Justice of England and Wales, the third highest court in England, dismissed a legal challenge brought by this gender advocacy group and an unnamed, so-called gender-confused 15-year-old that alleged the British government improperly used emergency procedures by failing to consult with advocacy groups before enacting the ban. The emergency order, which bans the sale and supply of puberty blockers for suppressing puberty in gender-confused minors outside of a clinical trial, applies to England, Wales, and Scotland. According to the ruling, the challengers did not invite the court to decide whether puberty blockers were safe or harmful, but rather to decide on the lawfulness of the emergency procedure the government used to adopt the ban. Judge Lang delivered a ruling dealing with both matters, however. Judge Lang affirmed the scientific findings of the CAS Review, stating that it had not found reliable evidence for families and children to make informed choices regarding puberty blockers. She determined the lack of discernible benefits did not outweigh the risk, and the government acted in a rational manner to adopt the emergency ban to protect children. She also determined the government's emergency procedures in this situation allow for an exemption from the consultation requirement and rendered the challenger's claim invalid.
You know, and just say cheerio to this court for this decision, because as we're seeing in America, and I imagine the same thing is happening over in England, these so-called medical professionals are misinformed diagnosing these children and saying, oh, well, they need puberty blockers, they need medical mutilation surgeries, et cetera, in order to make a lot of money. They get about probably $70,000 per child instead of going to the root problem. And they probably had this propaganda pushed on them in schools and in culture, social media and whatnot, instead of getting to the root problem that's going on through good counseling.
Yeah, Judge Lange's decision goes on to say, in my judgment, the CAS review findings about the very substantial risk and very narrow benefits associated with the use of puberty blockers amounted to powerful scientific evidence in support of restrictions on the supply of puberty blockers on the grounds that they were potentially harmful.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, she also goes on to have many, many other great statements here. She says that it was rational for the government to decide that it was essential to adopt the emergency procedures to avoid serious danger to the health of children and young people who otherwise would be prescribed puberty blockers. She concluded that the government provided a complete answer for its actions and that the court should be slow to interfere to avoid second-guessing competent medical judgment. You know, similarly, in 2023, Chief Judge Jeffrey Sutton of the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in the United States said the same thing while upholding medical mutilation bans enacted by the state legislators in Tennessee and Kentucky.
And you know, can always see which judges are activist judges and which follow the Constitution and common sense, I might add, depending on their rulings with this subject matter.
Yeah, in addition to this ruling here in England, affecting England, Wales, and Scotland, the UK, Finland, France, Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden had either halted or restricted strict guidelines or are investigating puberty blockers while placing more emphasis on counseling and therapy for younger age groups. So we see this happening. Russia outlawed all medical interventions aimed at changing the sex of a person. Belgium also called for reform in treating gender confusion. Germany's 17 in-county medical associations have recommended that the German government also restrict puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and medically mutilating surgeries for minors.
You know, we're talking about children's lives here, and we've heard testimonies from many of those, including like Chloe Cole, who have gone through this kind of nonsense, whose parents were told, oh, you're going to have a dead daughter. Do you want to have a dead daughter or a live son, et cetera, et cetera, who have gone through this and come out and said, you know what, this was not the answer. I was persuaded in a negative way. And so we have, as adults, have to intervene and file these lawsuits, pass these laws to protect children. Because bottom line, you're talking about children's lives.
You know, the LGBTQ community historically has done a good job at using stories people, many of them false and fake, many of them made up, because we've investigated some of those. And they've tried to use these people to be the poster child to push their agenda. And they've done, frankly, a pretty good job at doing it. However, now what you're seeing is the actual opposite. Mm-hmm. You're seeing, for example, boys or girls that were raised in same-sex households, and they're now coming out with stories about how their view of the missing gender, whether it was two moms, their view of men, or two men, their view of women, has been skewed negatively by that environment, how they weren't given that dual parenting that they desperately needed. And now you're seeing over and over again these stories of people like Chloe, and there's many, many others like her now that are coming forth, that are saying that they were duped by these counselors, by these doctors, psychiatrists, by these surgeons, plastic surgeons, into thinking that all their problems would be solved if they took these puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and underwent these mutilating surgeries. And what they found is that when they followed that advice, hoping to get resolution of their internal conflicts, that their internal conflicts didn't get better. In fact, in many cases, got worse because they never treated them. And now they regret the fact that they've done what they've done to their bodies.
Well, it's just tragic when these so-called medical professionals start playing God and deciding what you can do with your child. And that includes giving them drugs that aren't made puberty blockers are made actually for prostate cancer originally. You're giving him that. You're cutting off healthy body parts. That is trying to play God, and you're going against what God has created for creation and for the family. It's never going to be a win-win.
No,
never.
It's not. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are being harmed, and more will be harmed too. But those stories are coming out. The pendulum is definitely swinging the other way, if you will. Continue to stand up and pray for our youth, not only here in America, but around the world. They are clearly under attack, both in the womb and out of the womb, in the womb by abortion and out of the womb by this LGBT radicalized agenda, particularly this transgender agenda. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.